Hey, baby. You remember the last time I told you I had some more horse vids to show you? Do you want to watch another one? I actually have tons of them on my computer, but I have a few on my phone here. Oh, yeah. I did say I had a deep throat one. See, that stuck with you, huh? Sure, you don't want to see a drunk Jill jack off a horse onto her face? She didn't really appreciate just how much they come. It's hilarious. No? Okay. Deep throat it is. Let me close the blinds before I sync up with the TV. Don't want any curious neighbors getting a free show. Okay. Here we go. This was about 3 weeks ago, I guess. It wasn't really planned, but it was a nice day. And both Jill and I were bored. We always have to go when it's dark. Closes at sundown, but with my membership, I can get in after hours. Anyway, you can see that I already have the bench in place and bolted down. We have to tether old Paladin a bit further back, because my head will be hanging off the end of the bench. Okay, we're ready. You can see I get down on my hands and knees and begin to stimulate him a bit, massaging him until it extends his penis. Then I start to stroke his increasing length while I lick and suck on the head, giving him a thorough tongue bath. It's a bit of work to get him fully erect, and can sometimes take a few minutes. Luckily, it seemed like he was pretty horny this time. Never ceases to amaze me just how fucking big he is. Okay, now he's just about fully hard. When I lead him over to the bench, I make sure he's safely secured using those big rings there. For deep throat, I lay on my back and hang my head over the edge of the bench. You can see the extra padding I added onto the edge so he doesn't crack my skull. Not to mention, it'd be pretty damn uncomfortable without it. I have to open my mouth as wide as I can just to get him inside. It used to be rather painful after several minutes, but I'm sort of used to it now. My jaw will still ache for a bit afterwards, though, so he has to get worked up enough to start thrusting a little bit before I can start taking him down my throat. I have to keep stroking him with both hands out in front of me while I suck him as hard as I can, massaging that giant cockhead with the tongue all the while. I like to tease his urethra a bit. Sadly, there's not much pre-cum at this point. At last, he starts to thrust a little. It's not easy, but I slowly start working him into my throat. I have to force myself to relax and let him in. I thought I had enough experience that I didn't have much of a gag reflex left, you know, from growing up on a farm and all. But Paladin is just so goddamn big, he proved me wrong. I won't get into specifics, but let's just say my first few times trying to do this particular position were a fucking mess. Listen to me, coughing and sputtering as he starts thrusting harder and deeper. Ugh, great. Jill zooms in for a close-up here. Now you can see that bulge in my throat as he forces more and more of that huge dick down my neck. My mucus keeps my throat nice and lubed up for his cock. It can be a real struggle to breathe. Sometimes he'll slow or miss a few beats and I can catch a breath or two. My emergency out is that if I turn my head far enough, he stops thrusting. But honestly, I kind of like it. I like being airtight with that enormous cock stretching out my throat. It's kind of fucked up, and I probably shouldn't say this, but no secrets, right? Sometimes, when he's going at it, I look at those balls. Those huge balls swaying as he's thrusting into my mouth. They're so far away, and I want them. I want them right there in my face. Sometimes, I wish Paladin would just break his restraints and charge forward and bury that entire cog deep into my body, right to the fucking hilt. I know it's impossible. I just want to feel him using my throat like it's a mare's cunt. I want to feel those heavy, cum-swollen balls beating against my face as he just goes wild. Feel his massive dick plunged all the way into my stomach as he just brutally humps my face, throat fucking me like I'm a disposable cock sleeve. Oh, I wish I could feel the bench groan and shudder beneath me as he just pounds and pounds my mouth relentlessly like a runaway fucking machine. There would be nothing I could do except lay there, pinned beneath him, trying to scream as this massive horse violently rapes my throat with absolutely no regard for me. Spit and saliva would just be pouring down out of my mouth, trying to keep my throat lubed up for that giant horse cock being crammed down my neck over and over and over and not stopping. And oh, fuck, I'm getting so wet just thinking about this. I love to imagine him ruining me forever, destroying my fucking throat with that fat mega cock. And when his head flares, he's stuck in me. That giant dick locked into my body, each powerful thrust dragging me back and forth along the length of the bench like a rag doll. And then, God. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I got a little carried away with that. I probably shouldn't have said anything. It's just a fantasy, though. No harm in that, right? Whew. Anyway, where are we in that video? Oh. Okay, just look at him. Such a magnificent creature. And there I am under him, practically helpless as he thrusts into my face again and again, going a bit deeper down my throat each time. Despite my efforts to relax, my muscles protest his enormous girth. Fighting him, trying to block the invader. He's just so goddamn big. But it's a doomed effort. Paladin will just keep going regardless. Slowly but surely, that massive cock just loosens my throat more and more. Ooh, he's picking up some speed here. I just can't get enough of that feeling. That immense power going right into my mouth as he drives that cock deeper and deeper down. When he's going full tilt like this, I start to feel the wood of the bench against the back of my head, even through all the padding. I just love it. He's getting pretty close now. This is the real dangerous part. When his cockhead flares, it's simply too big for my throat. I have to scoot away quickly so he's only in my mouth. If I didn't, I'd suspect that he'd start to tear me up. Once that head swells to twice its normal size, he's trapped in my mouth. There's no way I could remove him, even if I wanted to. That's a huge rush to know that any moment that virtual cum cannon is going to go off, filling my mouth, and I can't do a damn thing about it, except wait for that powerful liquid explosion. I can feel him building and building. My head is yanked up and down violently as he nears climax, thudding into the deep padding of the bench with each downstroke, and then it happens. He comes and comes. And comes, so hot and thick, filling my mouth. In just a few seconds, I gulp. And I gulp as fast as I can, and I can't drink that cum fast enough. For I know it, my cheeks are swelling, and the pressure in my mouth starts to hurt. In one of my earlier attempts, the bench was too low and the angle all wrong, and he overflowed into my nasal cavity. It isn't comfortable to have cum spraying from your nose, let me tell you. Angry dragon, I think they call it. I wish I'd gotten that on camera, but anyway. You can see that he's pretty still now. He's finished. My mouth is just flooded and I'm drinking as much as I can. See my neck working as I just guzzle it, but it's always too much. Once he steps back and that head is able to pop out, it's like the dam bursts. I never measured it, but it feels like a liter of the stuff between what I chug and what comes pouring out. Sometimes I can keep it down. Sometimes I can't. This time I do. But when I do, I always feel queasy for a few hours. It's just so much. But I wouldn't trade that feeling for anything. All that warm churning in my belly. I can't explain it, but for some reason, I always feel this sense of accomplishment. Pride. That's pretty much it. Like before, the rest is just clean up and taking care of Paladin before we put him away. So there you have it. That's me deep throating a horse cock. Well, half of it anyway. But just a little bit deeper each time. Not something you see every day. Rare even in beast porn because it's so dangerous. I've had years and years of practice, and I consider myself a pro. You know, baby, these always get me worked up, and I can see it's had that effect on you, too. You want to go in for a bit of reenactment? I get to play myself, and you get to play the horse? You game? Ah, great. Let's go. I'm so goddamn horny after watching that. Fucking soaked. Okay. I'm gonna hang my head over the edge of the bed here like this. Now, let me stroke you. Get you a bit worked up first. Yeah, I want your cock right in front of my face. Point fucking blank. God, I love how your cock feels, baby. Does this feel good to you? Oh, I bet it does. Let me get it nice and slick. Oh, yeah. Nice and slippery now. Just a little bit more. And I think you're ready. This is gonna make me sound like a nasty, total fucking whore. But whenever I'm on my back, jerking that enormous horse cock towards my face, getting him ready, I have to fight the urge to go get one of the other stallions and put him up right next to Paladin. Just little me on the bench between them. I get the other one going too. Just jacking them both. Struggling to manage one in each hand. Right in front of my face. All I could see would be horse cock. Two giant cocks filling my field of vision. I'd take turns sucking on those huge cock heads while stroking the other, rubbing it all over my face. Just absolutely slathering my face in my own saliva and pre-cum from each of them. I know I can barely fit one of those monsters in my mouth, but it would be so hot to have them both at the same time. My jaws forced wide with two horse cocks rubbing together inside my mouth. The fucking dream of one horse coming in my mouth while the other splatters my face, just drenching me. So much fucking cum. Enough that I could drown in it. Oh, baby, I have such a problem. You have to help me. I used to go down there once or twice a month, and now it's 3 times a week at least. I'm addicted to horse cock. I just can't get enough. You have to help me, baby. Help wean me off that massive dick filling my holes. Oh, God. I need it. I need it so bad. Come on, baby, go. Mount my face. Shove your cock into my mouth and just fuck my face as hard as you possibly can. I just showed you I can take it. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me hard and deep. Yes, baby. Just like that. Just like that. Ram that cock into me. Oh, God. Yes. All the way. Balls deep, baby. Get it right down my throat. Yes, I fucking love it. I can't get enough. Again. Give it to me again. Skull fuck me like you're trying to drive my head into the mattress. Now wrap your hands around my neck and squeeze hard while you're dick is buried in my neck. Make me nice and tight for you. Jack yourself off inside my throat. I fucking love that. It hurts so good. I'm getting close. Put me over the top and give me something Paladin never could. Eat my cunt. Lay on top of me and eat me out while your cock is stuck in my fucking face. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. No, stop. Oh, God. So good. So fucking good. Are you close, baby? Are you almost ready to come for me? Let me jack you off into my mouth. Your cock is all nasty and slippery with throat slime. Oh, you're gonna be my little horse right now? Just fill my mouth with all that hot, sticky cum, yeah. Oh, give it to me. I want it all. Every last fucking drop. Oh, all gone. Oh, that was perfect, baby. Just what I needed. I was so fucking worked up. We're really gonna need to do shit like this more often now. Maybe we should make some videos.